This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 16th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Georgia today to offer remarks at the Sherrod Institute's Farm Field Day. Vilsack said the Equity Commission's work has brought about a better USDA.
That this is a USDA that has the most diverse senior leadership in the history of USDA. And that was expressly done because we knew that if we made that leadership cohort diverse, we would get a better USDA.
Vilsack praised many of the members of the USDA leadership team, including Dr. Shavonda Jacobs-Young, who leads the USDA Research and Education and Economics Initiative.
All she has done is to expand significantly the numbers of centers of excellence at those minority-serving institutions. I'll give you an example. Southern University now has a center of excellence focused on precision nutrition, an opportunity for us to learn better how to use nutrition to reduce chronic diseases. And where did it start? It started with the impact and effect on minority populations.
Vilsack also praised the work of the NRCS and Dr. Terry Cosby.
And all they've done is create a series of cooperative agreements to enable folks who have been underserved by NRCS perhaps in the past to have a guide, a set of trusted voices helping and assisting people an opportunity to access NRCS programs.
Secretary Vilsack highlighted USDA's ongoing and holistic efforts to center equity, lift barriers to inclusion or access, and address systematic discrimination of racial, economic, health, and social disparities across the department. Rabobank has released its latest 10-year outlook for U.S. grains and oilseeds. Analyst Andrick Payne says global competition will pressure U.S. exports.
This is likely to put pressure on domestic prices, although we're going to see prices staying higher because of inflationary pressure that we saw over the last couple of years. But, you know, it begs the question whether, you know, can we justify this level of acreage in the U.S. or not, given that not much demand is growing domestically into the future, or, you know, the challenges of exports.
The global U.S. market share has dropped from 50% to 20%, and Payne says that level could be in jeopardy.
With new countries or more countries increasing production and, you know, participating more in international markets, that really becomes really difficult for the U.S. to compete internationally. In fact, you know, when you hear Brazil continue to have like record years or high level of production of soybeans and corn, I mean, that raises the question whether the U.S. will be able to keep up in the long term.
Payne says the U.S. will need to concentrate on sales outside of China.
Some opportunities for the U.S. market continues to be Southeast Asia, where a lot of the animal protein industry there continues to develop. Africa continues to be top of mind for U.S. markets. You know, those are the potential markets that you need to continue to expand. Keep in mind that traditionally major importers of U.S. corn and soybeans like Mexico or Japan, they continue to be strong markets.
The forecast suggests corn and soybean acreage to stay at about 180 million acres, lower interest rates and elevated production costs. Payne says domestic agriculture's financial future will depend greatly on potential demand from the renewable fuels industry. President Joe Biden today announced what he called a monumental step toward reclassifying marijuana as a lower-risk substance. The action would reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. He called it a move towards reversing longstanding equities. Schedule 3 drugs are defined as those with a moderate to low potential for physical or psychological dependence. The proposed change would mark a significant reform of federal marijuana laws. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast, available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.